Building Recovery. Introduction to Stage 1, Planning. Well, I want to just make a quick introduction to this stage because now we're thinking about thinking, aren't we? We're talking about entering a stage of planning. And I am fully aware that most people who are listening to this are thinking about stopping. And do you know, that is a great thing to do. I want to urge you and congratulate you that you're thinking about thinking, that you're planning to stop. Because the more you think about this, the more you ask yourself, what will be the consequences? What will be the challenges? Where will I struggle? And so on. That's not a bad thing, that's a good thing. Because the more you expect, the more it will change your experience. Remember, expectation changes experience. So I'm going to just give you a few thoughts here before you go on to the course itself. Here's the first thought. How are you with planning? How do you plan well? You may be very good at planning except for your addictive lifestyle. You may be a very good organizer. Or you may be terrible at planning. Come on, you may be poor. You may not be a good planner. You may be expecting always other people to take responsibility for your planning. You may just turn up and expect other people to do it. But you see, it doesn't really matter whether you're good at it or not good at it. You see, because it's either a weakness or a strength. You're either weak at planning or you are strong at planning. And I'm saying it doesn't matter which. Why? Because the important thing is not whether you're any good at it. The important thing is, are you aware of it? Remember that awareness is always the first stage of any kind of growth. I urge you to look at and listen to the podcast on this, AAA, Awareness, Acceptance, Action. This is the process that I always want to take people through. The first step is always to raise awareness. The second step is to accept what you've become aware of. So what are you aware of here? Well, you might be aware that you're a weak planner. It's not your strength. It's not a good thing. You're not good at planning. Fine. Okay. Be aware of it and then accept it. And what happens when you accept it? Well, I'll go into more detail in the podcast, but quickly just to say here that effectively what happens when you accept it is that you put more effort into it because you accept that it's a weakness. So you turn it into a strength. So don't worry that you're not good at stuff. Don't make that, don't have that making you hide from it. Really accept your weakness and you will turn it into a strength. So second thought in this introduction, what to expect. This is your question. You know, I'm asking you to go into the unknown territory. It's like you've got this little path through a forest and I'm asking you to step off the path into an area that you don't know. So let's have a quick look at what to expect. There are lots of things, you know, no matter how well we plan, there's going to be things that you didn't see coming. But the couple of things here I want you to expect. The first one is grieving. Now, this is a shock to a lot of people to think, well, hang on, nobody died, right? But what we know about grieving is that it happens when we have any loss. Any sense of loss, it starts a grieving process. And the grieving process we know a lot about. Again, I urge you to look at the podcast on this subject because a lot of addicts don't realize they're going to trigger a grieving process when they allow the addicted self to pass away. You see, you're going to build a recovered self and that's quite a different identity. And so there will be a sense of loss. So I do want you to take that idea seriously. It catches a lot of people out. So what else can you expect? Well, again, we need to go into this more deeply in the course itself, but I want you to expect that there will be at least one part of you that doesn't agree with this decision to stop, doesn't agree with this decision to become recovered. And it's what we might call a younger part of you. It's a part of you that expects to just be able to run the roost, do whatever they want, and so on. Now, you have to deal with this part of you if you're going to grow. And the way to deal with it is what we call self-parenting. Now, we're going to go into this a lot more as part of the techniques involved in the course. But just understand this for the time being. Number one, this part of you will disagree and you will get that voice inside your head telling you, you know, why bother with this and so on. And secondly, I want you to know you cannot strong arm that voice out. You can't simply demand that it go away. It's part of you and it has to be dealt with. And that's where we call self-parenting the technique. So those are at least two things to expect. And I want you to include that in your thinking that says, I'm getting ready to expect those things. So how are you at saying no to yourself? You know, because that's ultimately what grown-ups do all the time and what addicts struggle to do. There's nothing wrong with saying no to yourself when your most responsible self is running the show. So really think about, when was the last time I said no to myself? What is it I find hard to say no to? In the sense of different situations, not just, you know, drugs or addictive behavior, but just in normal life, you know? And as part of your planning, I would urge you to start saying no to yourself in areas that are not too difficult, just to give yourself a real good practice. It's like exercising, but not doing too much to start with. It's like a gentle exercise. Learn to say no to yourself, like say, I don't know, maybe, you know, a second helping at tea time or, you know, watching a program when you should be going to bed, or, you know, some little way in which you can just practice saying no to yourself and developing a bit of discipline that says, I'm looking after myself better. You know, whether it's a bedtime, eating properly, exercise, or any of that stuff, whatever's not too big a challenge, give it a try. Now, the third thing I want you to think about is your aim. It's so important when you plan this stuff. What is my aim? What am I after? Well, you'd be surprised here that I don't put abstinence as an aim. When I work with my private clients, I do not put, if you imagine an archery target, like a great big target, there's a bullseye in the middle, isn't there? That's your real aim. And you'd be surprised, I take that bullseye of abstinence out of there and I say, let's put growth bullseye in there. If you aim to personally develop yourself, to grow into a more mature, recovered self, I assure you, you will become abstinent. But if you have abstinence as a target, it doesn't necessarily bring growth at all. And so I can't tell you how common this is, where people don't plan their recovery. And so they just simply say to themselves, right, I'm going to stop. That's it. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm simply going to stop. I'm a strong-minded person. Fine. And then what happens? What happens is that you enter what I call the trap of success and failure. Now, we're going to go into this a bit more. You're going to understand this a lot better in the course. But for now, I just want to mention this idea of the trap, you see, because if you have abstinence as an aim, what happens is you simply say, right, I'm not taking drugs anymore. I'm stopping my behavior and whatever. And you feel like a success, don't you? Because you, what did you do? You achieved your aim on day one. On day one, you already got your aim. And you're walking around and you're saying, I'm a success. And then what happens? Because you got no growth, the same problems that the drugs were helping you to be anesthetized from now come back and you use again. And what happens then? You feel like a terrible failure. You see the trap, you just go round and round and round. How do you avoid that trap? Well, I think there's a very good way of stepping out of that trap altogether. And that is, don't even have abstinence as an aim. When I work with my clients, I say, look, whether you use today or you don't use today, the point is we're going to carry on working. The point is we're going to squeeze every last drop of wisdom and learning out of that experience. So every day we commit to growth, not abstinence. See, if you grow and if you challenge yourself in the right way and you find your most grown-up self, you develop that recovered identity, then what will happen is you will naturally create abstinence. Let me take you to the big principle here that that really governs the way I work with this. The principle is this. The only way to authentic recovery is to outgrow your difficulties. Let me just say that again so you really get this. The only way to authentic recovery is to outgrow your difficulties. You have to have growth, personal development as your target. If you do that, then your recovery is literally guaranteed. You cannot fail. You're not putting a big time scale on it. You're not saying, oh, guarantee I'm not going to use drugs again. You're not saying any of that stuff. You're not putting yourself, as it were, under too much pressure. You're simply saying every day, I am going to commit to my own growth. So there's a few things to think about as you enter the planning stage of this course. I so hope that you get everything you want out of it. Now, just a quick request from me. If you would like, share and subscribe to this course and all the podcasts, etc. I'm asking this because, as you can see, the course and everything in it is free. I'm not looking to charge for this. I simply want it to be widely available to as many people as possible so they get every chance to live a recovered life. So if you would do that, I would be so grateful, because the more people that get to know about it, the more I can develop it. So again, wishing you all the best. I'll see you on the course. Bye for now.